I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. Ever met a woman late night roaming? Party till your money was gone. A smiling Mona Lisa loaded up your visa and took a bartender home. I said, stand up, if you ever been there. Stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. A he-man, do it just for me, man. Knew just what to do. Thought I was a hero. She rated me a zero. Said, honey, child, you ain't through. I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. Stand up, if you ever been there. Stand up, identify. Stand
the entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. President Biden hoping to step up pressure on the Israeli government to reach an agreement on freeing all the hostages that are currently being held by Hamas. In Israel, protests continue across the country against Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Israelis want a ceasefire. Netanyahu isn't budging.
These murderers executed six of our hostages. They shot them in the back of the head. That's what's changed. And now after this, we're asked to show seriousness? We're asked to make concessions? What message does this send Hamas?
That was at a news conference on Monday. Pope Francis has started a major trip, the longest of his papacy so far. He landed in Jakarta, Indonesia today. He'll visit four countries over 12 days. It's a day off the campaign trail for both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. They're both taking part in debate prep, their first showdown taking place a week from tonight on ABC. This is ABC News. Russia launching a new and deadly attack into Ukraine this morning.
President Zelensky in a video says two Russian ballistic missiles did the damage in the Poltava region, hitting an educational facility and nearby hospital. The strike appears to be one of the deadliest carried out by Russia since the outbreak of war. One of the buildings of the Institute of Communications was partially destroyed. A rescue operation is ongoing. Some have been pulled from the rubble. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Getting underway today in Germany, the trial of former Volkswagen head Martin Winterkorn. He is facing charges in connection with the illegal software loaded on cars in the U.S. that let them get around emissions tests. And no more X in Brazil. The Supreme Court there upholding a ban on the social media network. The justices saying it refused to block accounts spreading disinformation. People caught using X could be fined thousands of dollars. I'm Shiri Preston, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams September holiday sale and get 30% off paints and stains from August 30th through September 9th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz spent his Labor Day in Milwaukee addressing a pro-union crowd Monday at Labor Fest on the city's lakefront. During his remarks, Walz spoke on how a Kamala Harris presidency would benefit labor. He also urged the crowd to work to elect the Harris-Walz ticket. On the way to Labor Fest, several people were injured when three vans in the Walz motorcade collided. The White House says two people involved in the crash were hospitalized, including a Walz staffer who suffered a broken arm. Others suffered minor injuries. Walz and his wife Gwen weren't involved in the crash. And former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin again this week. The Trump campaign is scheduled to rally Saturday afternoon at Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee. Trump's visit will come a couple days after President Joe Biden's campaign stop for Vice President Harris Thursday in southwest Wisconsin. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another gorgeous day today. Mostly sunny, up to 77 this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. Thursday, partly cloudy with late day showers and a high near 82. Hey, are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Thank you, Sean. And coming up, we're going to talk with Andy and Evan RPs in the studio this morning from Prime Realty about those changes that you heard about in the news with selling a home and all of that. Well, it really probably doesn't apply to Wisconsin, but we're going to find out more about that. Clear the air a little bit. We'll do that with Andy and RP here coming up. Right now, here's Brooks and Dunn and Brand New Man.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking.
that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together. Feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Brooks and Dunn and Brand New Man 911. I'm Brian Winnikins. This hour today in history, opening farm markets as well. And in this morning, we got Andy and RP even showed up, but he's too afraid. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the changes here that you might have heard about in the news. And I want to kind of clear the air a little bit because I know that a lot of people were probably freaking out about some of this stuff that you heard about this lawsuit and commissions and this and that. And Andy, again, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, I guess first, and again, you'll want to be nice and clear, you go. This was a lawsuit that really didn't involve Wisconsin. It was other states, right?
Correct, Brian. It was the National Association of Realtors, but there was a few states that were not, I guess, transparent on how commissions are paid out by the seller. Now, that being said, Wisconsin was considered one of the most transparent states. It's right on the cover page of our listing contract. Commission is X percent, co-broke, which is cooperation to other brokerages. If they come in and bring the buyer, they're going to get Y percent out of that X percent commission.
And I remember when your dad helped with my house and some other property that I had that I had to sell, that's always been negotiable. And he even told me that. He said, this is how you can do it, right?
You're correct. It's always been negotiable, and it's always been that way. I guess you talk to some of the old boys that used to be in the old real estate. They're as confused as everybody, just because this is the way it's always been.
And so really for us here in Wisconsin, this really didn't. It doesn't really mean anything, does it? I mean, it does, but it doesn't.
It's not going to change a whole heck of a lot. About the only thing that's going to be different is, again, for transparency, when we do go to show a house, if we do not have a buyer's agency, we do have to sign a pre-agency agreement, which essentially explains how commissions are paid to the buyer.
Okay.
Again, for more transparency.
And so that's, but so then that's more, though, between Prime Realty and Brian's Realty Service. It's correct, or am I mistaken?
No, it's for the buyer. So
okay.
Essentially what it'll say is just, they are entitled to all our brokerage services, but you know, we are being paid by the seller.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. And so really that's, but it seems like that's always how it's been, at least in Wisconsin.
It has. Like I said, the more we read into this, nothing has really changed. I think about the only thing that changed was probably the wallet sizes of a few lawyers that got their hands involved in this.
Really? Yeah. Well, and that's been part of this whole thing over the years is if you guys aren't able to, you have a piece of property come up and you're not able to let Brian's Realty Service know, that kind of limits your ability to buy and sell stuff. So it kind of screws up the whole market, doesn't it?
Oh, you're gonna lose a lot of buyers. I mean, there is probably, I believe, 700-800 realtors just in our MLS. Well, if we're not going to let other agents show that property, look how many buyers you potentially lost out on.
And not only that, but if they're not, if you guys, you and your dad, okay, you're part of that MLS. If you're not able to go look, see something from somebody else, Brian's Realty Service puts something on the MLS, and you're not allowed to bring one of your buyers over to me, well, then you're not gonna do anything.
Correct. And you know what, Brian? Like I said, nothing's going to change, though. We are still working with other services and other agencies.
And that's the benefit of that. Because I think even when your dad sold both of my pieces of property, it was because of the... I can't remember RP, but I think it was because they were both MLS-type things because of... sometimes there's somebody from Rhinelander, Wisconsin, and they're needing to move down here. They're working with someone that they know up there, but then they can call RP. I mean, and RP, that's kind of the biggest benefit of this, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Brian. I would say roughly 30% of our properties are sold by other agencies, and they come from everywhere. I mean, you don't know if it's going to be Hudson, Neillsville. They just come from everywhere.
Like, well, like my piece of property in Black River Falls, I think that person was from, like, Madison or something, and that was because of the MLS, because he was looking for a piece of property there.
Yeah, and that just opens it up to everyone. I mean, they just, like I say, come from all over.
Talking with I was going to say Adam. Jeez, you look like an Adam for some reason. Andy and RP with Prime Realty. We're going to talk a little bit more here, at least about what's happening right now in the housing industry. It's actually probably busier than you might think. We'll talk a little bit about that here coming up. 9:16, here's Miranda Lambert's in The House That Built Me.
I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom, where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden magazines. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place, I'd feel it. This brokenness inside me might start. nothing but a memory from the house that built me. You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this old world and forgot who I am. I thought if I could touch this place, I would feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Walk around, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Miranda Lambert, the house that built me, 921. Andy and RP from Prime Realty are in this morning talking about some of the, you probably heard all of the news stories about that big lawsuit. And, oh, it's going to change how housing's bought and sold. Well, not here in Wisconsin so much because we have the transparency and it's always been like that here in Wisconsin. And you know, Andy, we were while we were chatting off air as well, you know, there's all kinds of other things that people are homeowners can do or buyers can do. But, you know, we talked a little bit about this pre-inspection thing. It seems like there's more and more buyers that are like, you know what, or sellers rather. Brian's got a house to sell. You know what, I'm going to have it inspected. That way the seller can, or the buyer can see it right up front. But we seem to see more of that.
Yeah, we've been starting to see more of that. Some sellers believe that if they can provide that service, that's $300-$400 that the buyer doesn't have to pay out of their own pocket, and they might be willing to come in with a little better offer because we don't have to get our own home inspector.
You don't have to, you know. And a lot of times, so the buyer still says, "Yeah, well, that's great, you did that, but I still have somebody I want to do."
It's one of those deals, Brian, where everybody kind of knows somebody, and if they got somebody that they know and trust, they're going to take their opinion.
And I know that when we've talked before, you mentioned this. There's no such thing as a pass-fail in a home inspection, right?
Correct. That's a very common misconception. People always say, well, how could that house even pass an inspection? It's not a pass-fail. The inspection is just for the buyer's knowledge. Hey, this might be something you need to take care of. This is an issue. It's just for the buyer's knowledge. And
so it's not like a building inspector that comes in and says this house is condemned.
Correct.
It's just a, hey, your house needs a roof, a foundation, sewer lines, this, that, and the other thing. That's what it is.
Yeah, it needs one of everything.
In other words, it's a money pit. RP, you had mentioned just a minute ago that when Miranda was playing that, okay, so if I'm selling a house, I can say to you, I only want you and Andy to find a buyer. I don't want Rhonda's Realty Service or Joe Blow's Realty Service to find a buyer for me, correct?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much part of that new commission structure. The seller does not have to pay the buyer's agent. So, you know, like Andy kind of touched on it a little bit with the buyer's agency and the pre-agent and pre-agency that we're supposed to do when we meet with a new buyer. It's transparent, showing that the commission is either going to be paid by the seller, and if not the seller, the buyer is going to have to pay for the buyer's agent.
Wow, okay. So,
and one of the new things, I guess the biggest thing that affects us, we used to be able to show the commission split on our MLS. If a seller, let's say we're going to Eau Claire to show a home, we used to go on the MLS and it would show the commission that the buyer's agent would get paid. Well, now it no longer does that, and we have to call the listing agent. Hey, are you offering a co-broke? And if not, then we have to go to the buyer.
Okay.
So, I mean, if there's two of the same homes for sale and you have a buyer and, you know, the buyer's agent doesn't have to pay, or the buyer does not have to pay the buyer on one home, they'll take the other home where the seller pays the buyer's
sure.
agent. It's kind of like Amazon where the seller pays shipping.
Sure.
Well, the seller pays the buyer's agent.
You bet. Wow. So, Andy, I guess, you know, I know there's been all this talk of interest rates and, oh, it's going to do, but how's, it seems like every time I see you guys put a sign up, a day later there's a sold sign on it. So it seems like it's just as busy.
You know, Brian, things are still moving, especially if they're priced correctly, they will move. You know, interest rates have, I don't think they've hurt as much as some people think they have. Mainly because there still is a shortage of homes. It's not like it was 10 years ago where there might be 25 homes for sale in Durand. There's maybe four right now in Durand.
Wow.
I think the biggest problem is, too, you know, the person that bought their home 4 years ago was locked in at 3%. Well, they would like to buy something maybe different or bigger or better or whatever. They trade their 3% in for a 6.5 or 7.
Sure.
And it just, it doesn't math out and it makes it unaffordable.
Sure, sure. So Andy, you mentioned the biggest thing, and I think that's probably the biggest reason to have yourself and your dad, if I'm going to sell a house or sell a property, you mentioned the price to know, you know, it's not like it was a few years back. I mean, yeah, there's still a shortage of homes, but if Brian has a 2-bedroom shack, I better not be expecting to get $500,000 for it. I mean, and that's where you guys can kind of, that's probably one of the biggest benefits.
Yeah, that's one of those deals where, I guess between RP and I think we have about close to 50% of the market share in Pepin County. And a lot of the times when I come and take a look at your 2-bedroom shack, let's say, I'm going to bring you some comps. And most of these comps I've been in, so I can go through and, hey, this is better than this place, but not quite as good as this place because of this reason or that reason, and that's kind of how I'm going to come up with the number. Here's four homes similar, and here's this price range.
And you know, RP, I know that when not only the two properties that I sold, but even when I bought the tower site, I had you go through the paperwork because I wanted to make sure that was... It's not as easy as write it out on a piece of paper. Yeah, here you go. I'll give you X amount of dollars, or I'll sell it to you for X amount of dollars. There's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, you want to have everything done right, or someone could really get burned.
And either the buyer or the seller, or both, really.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, man, I've heard horror stories. I guess I haven't been involved in any of them.
Yeah. That's Andy, you mentioned that MLS, and that's the other thing. Then okay, if I have that piece of property I want to sell or even buy, you can, you know, what are you looking for, Brian? Well, I'm looking for a 2-bedroom shack in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, for hunting. Because you're part of all these MLSs, you can go out and say, well, let me see what I can find.
I can probably find you about anything in the state of Wisconsin.
A 2-bedroom shack in Sawyer County, you could probably find me that, huh?
I could probably pull that off.
You could pull that off. So, RP, what about land? Blank, just plain old-fashioned land. Is that still... I know in Iowa, farmland's going crazy at $20,000 an acre. That's farmland. But what about here in Pepin and Buffalo County? Is that for hunting land kind of still kind of crazy?
Oh, it's crazy, yeah. I would say, depending on where it is, what it is, the size of the parcel... 10 to 12 an acre is not unheard of.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it better?
Go ahead.
For like hunting land, is it better than if I have hunting land to sell, I should probably set up some cameras to see what's living there?
Oh, definitely, yeah. You know what I look for, I guess, is what everyone looks for. Road access, maybe you want nice road access. Building sites are a bonus. Just how the land lays and where it is and...
Yeah. You mentioned road access. I've heard this before. Now, maybe I know one of you can answer it, but I've heard this when I've seen it before where it says this land is landlocked. So what does that mean?
Helicopter. Yeah, I don't know. I guess you have to go to the neighbor and
ask for what, like an easement?
Yes.
And you may have to pay for that.
Well, or they may not give it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So then you can't get to your own land?
Yes.
Other than a helicopter?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Parachute? I'm not sure how you get out.
Yeah, how do you, you know, I suppose you could do the parachute thing, but then how do they pick you up? Wow. So, but again, I mean, Andy, it seems to be pretty good so far. I mean, if someone's, looking to do, either buy or sell, what's the biggest thing they need to do first? I mean, call you, yes, but then what? Okay, yep, I want to buy something. Well, then what? Where do we go from there?
Well, as far as buyers go, I always tell them the first step is to contact a bank and get a pre-approval.
Oh, okay.
Just because, one, I've seen it happen before where they fall in love with a house, find out they can't afford it, breaks their heart. And two, with as hot as the market has been, if three offers come in on one home and one person is not pre-approved, that offer is probably just going to get thrown in the garbage.
Because that's a contingency of being able to close the deal. Wow. Now, what about sellers? Do they need to totally redo their house beforehand?
No.
No. Maybe some of them.
Yeah.
That two-bedroom shack in Slayer County?
Yeah. Sellers, a lot of times I will go and look at a home with a seller. There might be some minor things that I'll recommend that, hey, do this, do that. You'll definitely get your money back for it. But there are certain things that you're not going to get back.
Really?
Correct. I mean, yeah, it's... you put a $25,000 kitchen in, you might get an extra $25,000. Well, was that really worth it?
Okay, sure, sure.
Yeah.
And then again, you might not because of all the other stuff.
Right.
I don't know. It really just depends on not... I've heard this before, but location, location, location.
Yeah. And timing.
And timing, really.
Yeah, everything's about timing.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, guys, again, we appreciate you coming in today.
Hey, well, glad to be here, Ryan.
It's a pleasure.
And that's RP. I'm going to say, and I was going to say Adam again. Why do you look like an Adam? Oh, man.
Must be my weight.
Nah. Oh, man. Well, you got today in history, opening markets here coming up as well. It's 9:31.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
One in four people age 65 or older has a fall each year. Don't be one of them. The Pepin and Buffalo County ADRC is presenting a Stepping On workshop, an evidence-based workshop that focuses on fall prevention tips and tricks. Participants hear from experts on how to identify and remove fall hazards. Stepping On can help you avoid a dangerous and costly fall so you can keep doing the things you love to do. Classes meet weekly for 7 weeks, starting September 18th in Pepin. Call the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties to sign up or learn more about this free workshop.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at metamucil.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
All right. All right. Yeah, it's all right. All right. Don't need no five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. 'Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever, and the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. 'Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever, in the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by
with my something that I did to her, or the things I never said. I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as a highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees. But she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back my she'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with a left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. I know that's about as lonely as the highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. There she goes. Here I come. Leave me out here in the middle of nowhere. Drop this.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Across the border and into the city, and you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of
shelter, buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all my bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar, see more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, fast enough so we can fly away. Still gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
Quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack and her cherry coke town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base, but saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend, daddy doesn't lie. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little. Cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Kenny Chesney, American Kids, 950. I'm Brian. When a kid's running a little bit late this morning, that's all right. We have our opening markets here coming up in just a minute or two. Today in history, 1783, the Revolutionary War ended with the signing of the Treaty of Paris by Great Britain and the United States. Thanks for playing, Great Britain. Have a nice day. 1833, the first copy of Benjamin Franklin's New York Sun newspaper was published. The first penny newspaper. 1935, Sir Malcolm Campbell reached just over 301 miles an hour on the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah, becoming the first person to drive an automobile over 300 miles an hour. No disc brakes, no ABS, no GPS, four wheels and an engine, and hang on. 1939, Britain and France declare war on Germany. The declaration had come just 2 days after the German invasion of Poland. 1970, legendary Green Bay Packer coach Vince Lombardi passed away at the age of 57. The Pro Football Hall of Famer led the Packers to five NFL championships and two Super Bowl titles. In 1995, the global online auction and trading company eBay launched. No, they did pretty good with that. In 2014, CVS becomes the first large retail drug chain to stop selling tobacco. And in 2019, Walmart announced it planned to stop selling handguns and some ammunition. The company also asked customers not to open carry guns inside their store. That came after the El Paso Walmart shooting. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up for a little the trading day. And our market update brought to you by Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board in Anabas Silo.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 26 to 23.13, November up 23 to 22.75, December up 23 to 22 even, January milk up 12 at 20.66. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they are mostly higher today as the cattle complex will continue to look at some of the consumer demand from the Labor Day holiday weekend. Now, hog futures continue to push mostly lower this morning as they have a little bit of profit taking after the gains from last week. October live cattle up 42 cents to 179.02. October feeder cattle up 25 cents to 238. October hogs down 87 cents to 81.35. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. Dry U.S. weather's creating some questions regarding the final filling stages for corn and beans. About a third of the U.S. corn and bean belt is short of topsoil moisture, and as a result, weekly crop condition ratings from USDA could be lower for this week. September corn up 5 to 383. New crop 25 up 3 and a quarter to 442. September beans up 3 to 985. And new crop 25 up 3 and a half to 1050 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, September up 5 and a half to 538 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, December now up 1 to 601 and a half. I'm Brian Winnekins.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another gorgeous day today, mostly sunny, up to 77 this afternoon, with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 51, tomorrow sunshine 80, Thursday partly cloudy with late day showers and a high near 82. Hey, are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Like no beauty queen, high heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. He never tells me I'm not. He loves me mad. He loves.